We're back with Lake Effect Weekend on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The medical system has long separated primary health care and mental health care. And in a city like Milwaukee, where there are significant barriers for people to have good access to health care, one aspect of a person's health can suffer at the expense of the other.
The Whole Health Clinical Group, which is part of the Milwaukee Center for Independence, provides recovery-oriented services and advocacy for more than 800 people living with mental illness in southeastern Wisconsin. The organization is also one of nine groups across the country to pilot a new model of community-based integrated health care.
This new system of care is designed to remove the barriers people face to taking care of both their body and their mind, and it's been moved into one place. Currently under construction, a new building in West Allis will be the epicenter for people to take care of their complete physical and mental health needs.
John Cianelli is the executive director of Whole Health Clinical Group, and he explains to Audrey Nowakowski the concept of integrated health.
We're very excited about our model. We received a grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration 2 years ago that helped us fund this new innovative model that integrates care for people who have serious mental illness, really focusing on treating the whole person, sort of their mind, body, and spirit, like all under one roof. And that model stems from some of the research that has been done nationally that shows that people with serious mental illness oftentimes die about 25 more often than the general population, primarily because of being challenged with health issues. And oftentimes, people with mental illness have a hard time accessing care for their physical health and need extra support in order to manage chronic diseases. So this model helps us to bring those services right into our clinic rather than needing clients to like go out and have another provider.
Right. And just to put things kind of in perspective, how big is the Milwaukee population you guys are currently serving?
So at Whole Health Clinical Group, we currently serve about 1,800 individuals across all of our programs. With our expansion and our new facility, we expect to triple that number of people. And by the time, you know, the end of our project is completed, we'll be serving about 6,000 people in that clinic. So we're looking to not only use a model that has better health outcomes for people, but also be able to provide more access for individuals and then increase the community capacity for people who struggle with serious mental illness, addiction, trauma, health issues, and poverty.
And those can come with a lot of residual secondary effects when you're struggling with a mental health issue. So what are the challenges in treating the mental health community? And are there any specific challenges that are based because of the populations here in the city of Milwaukee?
Sure. I think one of the largest challenges that people who live with mental illness have each day is issues of access. You know, being able to access, you know, medical services, being able to access psychiatric services. I know that, you know, you can open any of the professional journals today and see that there's a psychiatry nursing shortage across our nation that equals the effect of individuals who need treatment, not being able to access that treatment. So that certainly is one, you know, really challenging barrier. I think also for our community and many communities across the country, another great challenge is poverty. So many of the people that we work with either come to us, you know, they come to us homeless or they come to us not having income or being unemployed. And so just the whole socioeconomic challenges that people face really affect their ability to gain access to healthcare in general.
Is Milwaukee's Integrated Healthcare Clinic the first to launch this model, or have other cities used this with success?
So in 2014, we were one of nine pilot projects across the country, the second in Wisconsin, to receive this grant to pilot this new model. So we're one of two in Wisconsin that is really focused on sort of, you know, no wrong door, all aspects of healthcare under one roof. and that really it's an integrated model, meaning the entire team is working together with a client in a person-centered manner so that, you know, really clients drive their care and that care is integrated. So someone comes to our clinic, they don't just come for one appointment, they come for multiples. They'll see their psychiatrist, they'll see a medical physician, they might talk to a benefit advocate. So they're getting a lot of service all under one roof with us, which we know the research says when we're able to do that, people have better health outcomes and get better quicker than in a fragmented model of care.
Right. And what are some of those main deterrents that can keep someone from possibly picking or choosing, do I want mental health care or do I need primary health care?
You know, part of it has to do with some of the social health determinants, things like having transportation, you know, not having insurance or being able to access the help for a person to get on benefits or get health insurance becomes a barrier. I know that throughout the state as well as across the country, there's waiting lists to get in to, you know, see psychiatrists because of the shortage. There's waiting lists to access community-based supports. And so by integrating a model that helps an individual gain access in a more effective and efficient way.
With the team model, you're having the patients, the doctors, social workers all together on the same page, ideally, about the care of one person. If a patient is getting good primary health care, in addition to good mental health care, I assume their overall quality of life will improve. Will this encourage them to stay healthy? Because I know it can be a challenge to get people to stay on their medications, to keep up with service calls and things like that.
Sure. So what we find both in the research and in our practice is that, you know, if you're physically, I mean, if you think about it, if you're physically healthy, you're emotionally healthier. If you are emotionally healthier, you're physically healthier, right? So really, when we integrate care, people really start to see great health improvement, both in their physical health and their emotional health. And of course, your life is going to be better. You know, you're going to feel like, you know, wanting to be more active in your person-centered plan. You know, you're going to start participating more in wellness. So, yeah, we definitely experience individuals who already, you know, in this model start to have improved quality of life such that, you know, we have people who are returning back to work for the first time in years because they're just feeling better.
And with current difficulties when it comes to giving primary and mental health care on the same page in the same wavelength, are doctors that, you know, I mean, the building's not open yet, but when it comes to recruiting doctors for this, are they all in favor of moving from a more traditional sense of caring for patients to an integrated approach where they're working with multiple fronts?
Yeah, our practitioners both are, you know, we have psychiatrists, medical physicians, nurse practitioners. They really enjoy working in this model because it, even for them as practitioners, it breaks down barriers. You know, the ability to consult with one another, to deal with complex situations, just becomes so much more easier. And practitioners, of course, you know, are motivated to see their patients get better. So, you know, we our practitioners really enjoy practicing in this model.
Does this model also help your social workers that are out? Because a part of the whole health clinical group is your intensive case management programs, which may not be across the board in all of Milwaukee for people who do need help with mental health care. So they have big responsibilities with their clients. So is this going to help them in the long run?
Yeah, most definitely. Because some of the challenges, you know, our assertive community treatment team case managers have, of course, is linking clients to appointments, finding, you know, providers to be an individual psychiatrist or get them access to benefit advocacy or to a primary care practitioner. Well, that all happens within our agency now. So, you know, we're able to provide open access scheduling for all of our clients, which means that, you know, we try to synchronize their appointments so they're not having to come, you know, one day to one appointment, the next day to another, and then the next day to another. Instead, it all happens in one day. So it just creates a level of efficiency for our providers. I mean, ultimately, our goal, you know, with this project is, you know, the federal value of triple aim. So, you know, we're trying to improve the health outcomes of people we serve. We're trying to do that in a more cost-effective way. And then lastly, we really are focused on improving the patient experience so that access and comfort of care and a safe environment, all those things, welcoming environment, all become part of the whole health model.
How do you see those benefits within your whole health model and the patients and people who utilize it to the greater Milwaukee community?
Milwaukee is a very large community and has lots of resources in it. And I feel, you know, just that we're very fortunate to be able to, you know, have all these resources in this new clinic all under one roof. It creates a whole new level of efficiency for both our staff and our providers. I also, though, do believe, and we have partnerships. I mean, we have partnerships, you know, with our local area community hospitals. They're a main contributor to our new facility, the five large hospital systems of the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership. So I think we're one component of the healthcare system, but we're also very interdependent on all other aspects of healthcare in our community. We really look at them as our partner. Our Department of Health and Human Services is a main partner of ours in Milwaukee County. And so we're excited about this new model. I think, you know, I do see us as being a leader in this approach, and I hope that we're able to prove that, continue to prove that it's effective, and this whole idea of integrated care becomes contagious across our whole community because of the impact it has on the lives of people with serious mental illness.
Well, I hope in the future we can have you back and talk about the hardcore research and evidence that'll come once these doors are open.
Sure, thank you.
All right, thank you, John.
John Schianelli is the executive director of MCFI's Whole Health Clinical Group. The Integrated Healthcare Center will be opening in West Allis in the near future. You can find more information about the center and the Whole Health Clinical Group at WUWM.com.
Put in the water for the healing.